Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, with without whom I cannot live comfortably. I think they're indispensable as a band, and that's one of their nicest things from 1928. Just right, indeed it is. Even that little weird little sound there on the mouthpiece, made I think by Woody Walder. I think that was a session that produced their recording of South and many other classics, but I like it. And before that, we had King Oliver and his orchestra, Shake It and Break It. But if you break it, you got to pay for it. 1930. Starting with Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, Stormy Weather, 1933. One of the best readings of Stormy Weather I've ever heard. It just sounds so much like that song feels. It's got that out that... I said soulful earlier. I'm not going to repeat myself. You know what I mean. It's nothing like that out there. That's the only recording like that that I think exists. Anybody who tried that today would get turned into ASCAP. Now, on Radiola we have Annette Hanshaw with a Dorothy Fields lyric, Jimmy McHugh tune from 1929. In a great big way.
What are you doing say if I tell you how to keep from feeling blue? My advice is for toothache, and it's easier to do. When you're all alone, any old night, and you're feeling mighty blue, pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Da 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 da. Look, look, look at those stars above. Ah, look, look, look at those sweeties low. Oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it when you're all alone, any old night, and you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your plan, get out, get under the moon. When you make a date, any old night, you're gonna meet your sweetie soon, are you? Well then pick up your hat, close up that flat, get out, get under the moon. Underneath that bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Walk, kiss and then walk again. Talk, kiss and then talk again. Oh boy, sweethearts are all in tune. I mean it, when it's raining out, oh stay in your flat, put on a lovely night in June. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon.
I love you, yes I do. when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb, and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms, and I'm just a stooge for all of your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love what I do. Being broken by a builder-upper who is like the likes of you. You make me feel so blue, and yet I'm happy too. How I love being broken by a giver-inner, a breaker-downer, a builder-upper like you.
I love Apple. Apple Merman. You're a builder-upper. Harold Arlen. One of her rare non-Cole Porter performances on this disc, I think. And that was from 1934. What a voice. We forget how good she was, and she was plenty good. Before Apple, we had Helen Kane on a rather faint CD from ages past. When they started out, the volume was way down there. Now, if you get a new CD, you pop it in. It's fully over-modulated, and if you try to play it on an older player, you get all messed up there. But this is when they were making them so faint, you had to turn them all the way up. Helen Kane, get out and get under the moon, and get a megaphone. 1928, starting with Annette Hanshaw, the incomparable, the amazing, the wonderful, the incredible. My superlatives fail at describing her adequately in a great big way. 1929. This is Andy Sr. with Sackcloth and Jazz. Well, if this were a religious school, maybe I would do that. No, this is my retribution show, but it's also fun. There's a lot more fun than retribution. I'm just throwing in a little bit of that to convey feelings of some sort, cryptic though they may be. And they do not have anything to do with my personal relationship with my wife, so you can cut that thinking right out. As a matter of fact, I look forward to seeing her in a couple of days. She's going to be traveling tomorrow up from Tennessee, and they will not having declared a new civil war, and I'll be seeing her Sunday night, and there will be much rejoicing. You can bet there will be. And right now the house is in charge of our fierce attack bug, who will just as soon look at you as bite your leg off. Or both, provided it's made out of pasta. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. I told you who I was. This is Radiola, of course. What else would sound like this at any time? And in this day and age and this time warp. Well, I'm warping time tonight and rending my garments. I don't want to do that to this shirt. I got a nice shirt on here. And we continue. Now, before we continue, though, I want to say I appreciate my friend Herb for giving me a ride to the studio tonight. He's not listening right now, though I will probably say this again. I appreciate the fact that he was going to do that because there was also arrangements made with somebody else, and that kind of fell through. That may have something to do with this retribution jazz. But I'll discuss that with you later, if you can take all this politics. Station politics, who wants to hear it? Let's hear some music, shall we? Napoleon Emperors, anything. Eddie Lang in here. Boy, oh boy. 1929. Here he is. Thank you.
got the spot for Mona. It's down around my heart somewhere. I'm sliding, no use in hiding. Brother, I'm riding on air. Mona, can't stay away from Mona. I'm just a bust when I'm alone. Oh, how she thrills me, she kills me. I'm bound all around with a brown skin, honey. Oh, oh, Mona, my own.
Sullivan and his orchestra with Mona. Irving Kaufman desegregating the lyric, definitely. And when was that from? Oh, that was, I gotta get better glasses, 1930. Before that, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. He liked to be called Frank. Never call him Frankie. That's why I don't. Manhattan Rag from 1929, written for Vic Spiderbeck, who was not playing with them at the time. He was probably drying out somewhere. And unfortunately, not in great health, but I can just imagine how that record would have sounded with instead of Min Leebrook and Seacrest, if it had had Bix and Adrian Rollini in there. I think it would have been even better than it is, but it's hard to see how they could improve on it. And, no, I can't, but you can't improve on the previous one. No way. No way. Anything, Napoleon's Emperors, full Napoleon on trumpet, Eddie Lang, oh my God, what a sound. I've always loved that record, got to play it tonight, and justify my existence somehow, and the existence of the program to the world. Anything, 1929, lovely, lovely guitar in there. Now, and something else that will cheer you up, no doubt. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from 1929. Big hit. He had the first big hit with this, and his rendition of this song is the benchmark. Here we are about halfway through Radiola, just to let you know, on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And this is Clinton, New York. We're smack dab in the middle of New York State, way up where all the cows are. But we have some culture, too. And, yes, in case you're streaming. And now we have Louis Armstrong with Ain't Misbehavin', apostrophe, 1929.
Talking all by myself. no one bothers. I'm happy on the show, babe. I'm misbehaving. Save my love. Oh, babe, love you. Really, babe, love you. I know it's plain. One I love. Through it plain. You that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving. Save my love. Oh, baby, my love for you. Jackie Horner, you're in the corner. Don't go nowhere. And I don't care. All your kisses weren't waiting for me. Donald, Donald, daddy, I don't stay out late. Don't care to go. I'm home about 8. Me and my radio, babe. Hey, Mr. Haley, saving all my love for you.
Thank you.
Futuristic Jungleism, the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, and that was from 1931. I find that in retrospect, after hearing, listening, because I listen as I play these. I don't just go on the computer or go on eBay or talk or whatever. I love listening to this stuff while I'm playing it, and I sort of, you know, I really get into this. And I noticed there was a mini theme in that set. It was Classical Illusions in there. The last one had a little bit of Edvard Grieg, The Hall of the Mountain King. In that particular number, you could hear a little bit in there. Before that, this song was dedicated to the Hamilton rowing team, The Boy in the Boat, by Charlie Johnson and his orchestra, his Paradise Orchestra, and that was from 1928. But yes, the rowing team. Does Hamilton have a rowing team, or they just have? You know, that was like they might have had a. You know, they might have had a rower here and there. And if they did, he probably went out of his skull. I don't see any water around here. You have to row in a puddle. But I'm sure they have a rowing team. They certainly have a lacrosse team, and and they're good. They're quite good. I'm not going to mix it up with those boys. They're pretty tough, and. Anyway, in that song, there was a little bit of Chopin's Funeral March, and then Louis Armstrong's recording of Ain't Misbehavin', there was a touch of Rhapsody in Blue, which was about 5 years old when that record was made in 1929. So, it's amazing. There's a lot of references. These guys weren't just head arrangements. These guys could read music, and they knew music. Of course, everybody did. Today, people don't know anything. I'm not going to include myself in that number, although some might. But it's true. You have a I don't have a daughter. No, my wife. Strange thought. My wife was down south talking to her daughter, and her daughter had living in Tennessee with all that stuff, and her daughter who's been around. You know, she's an intelligent person. She'd never heard of the recording of Strange Fruit. Amazing. And there are probably people here today who haven't. It's not going to come out tonight because it's a rather somber recording. And I should play it. I'll play it some night when I'm feeling that it would be appropriate. But she'd never heard of that. And that was such an earth-shattering recording by Billie Holiday. But she'd never heard of that. So everybody knows different things. Most people know how to play Nintendo. Most people know how to program their iPods. I don't have a Nintendo or an iPod, so this is what I do for fun. I'm Andy Sr., your talkative host on Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Continuing with Bing Crosby. Oh, this says it. Maybe I should explain this after I play it, but I'll play it first. 1931.
I have learned my lesson, my heart is confessing, I have been unfair to you. You loved me sincerely, and I've been untrue. Please forgive me, sweetheart, do. Just like a rose, you faded. Your life is what I made it. I was all to blame. Forgive me. I'm sorry, dear. I took your heart and ruined you. I stole your love and fooled you. Now I am ashamed. Believe me. I'm sorry, dear. I know I don't deserve one word of sympathy. Sweetheart, please let me show how much you mean to me, dear. I want to bring you glad days. Make up for all your sad days. Give me one more chance, I beg you. I'm sorry, dear. I don't deserve one word of sympathy. Sweetheart, please let me show how much you mean to me, dear. I want to bring you glad days, make up for all your sad days. Give me one more chance, I beg you. I'm sorry, dear.
Syncopation had a rooster. don't shine beside this ever-loving man of mine. Big music masters, they hate him. They just can't appreciate him. That's why I call him my syncopated man.
Gotta love that. Those guys. Oh boy. Love that indeed. That was Quintet of the Hot Coba France, Django on the guitar, Stefan Grappelli with Dinah from 1934. Before that, Red McKenzie and his Music Box featuring Venuti and Lang. Joe Venuti playing a beautiful pizzicato solo on his violin, and Eddie was on there on guitar sounding gorgeous. Between Eddie and obviously, Django studied Eddie, and he did many things, but Eddie always had the tone there. Great sound. Starting with Eddie also on this recording, Bing Crosby, I'm sorry, dear. Now, why am I sorry? I'll tell you why. Because there was a show on that was immediately followed this one, and it got kind of out of hand, and I noticed it. And rather than let things get too far out of hand, as in other words, having Uncle Charlie take our marbles away, I wrote an email and pretty much spelled the end of that. And we felt, you know, if you have a dog that bites people, you don't want the dog to continue to bite people. You unfortunately have to deal with it in a very sad manner. And I've been wrestling with this all week. I'm sorry, but I have been. But that's station politics, of course. And it basically makes me feel like I lost a friend, because maybe I did. But it's sad, and it happens in life. We go on. We do what we can. I'm not totally alone. I'm not living with a bunch of cats or anything. I'm doing decently. Although there's nothing wrong with living with a bunch of cats, because I know some people who do that and they're very nice. But I mean, I'm not like I'm up to my neck in newspapers, walking through paths or anything. I'm doing very well. Other than alienating all my friends, I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. And Ethel Waters sings exactly how I feel at this moment. And I'm not laughing, I'm crying. Or a little of both. From 1929. Traveling All Alone.
I'm so weary and all alone. Feet are tired. Traveling all alone. Yet who's to see or who's to care about this load I must bear? Traveling, traveling. Give me just another day. There is something I must say. Friends, the world and all its gold leave you when you're growing old. Traveling, traveling. What's the good of a teary eye? What's the use of a lonely sigh? Traveling, traveling all alone. Sometimes I don't believe I can stand anymore. Strangers close every open door. Traveling, traveling all alone. Prayers I send to heaven above about this burden, woe and love. Head bowed down in nothing now appears.